Hare Krishna.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's morning walk, recorded May 13, 1973, at Cheviot Hills Golf Course in Los Angeles.
Oh, dear. The golf course. But taking another low price. Sorry. I'm giving a note that life is not from matter. Matter is from life. So he's going to life. This is it.
Vedanta Sutra.
This is the spark. The so-called scientists, they are going on a wrong thing. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, I am the origin of everything. So Krishna is life. Krishna is not dead stone.
What?
Krishna says, I am the source of everything. He is life.
Yes.
He is not a dead stone. Then how matter can be called of life?
Matter is caused by light.
Yes, matter grows upon life. Let's say, my, this body has grown upon me and the spirit soul. And this is Maya. Just like, this is an experiment. I'm putting on this overcoat. The overcoat is made according to the size of my body. But I am thinking I am overcome. This is foolishness. Just like I got my hand, therefore this overcoat is made of one cloth. It has got a hand. Because originally I got a hand, therefore the overcoat has got a hand. Similarly, originally I am a spirit soul. I have got my spiritual body and the material body has grown, cut according to the body.
Sripa, what about in mineralogy? Scientists have proven that, for example, mountains are joined by sedimentary activity?
Yeah, that is of the brain. And spirit, soul, super soul.
In the mountain?
Yes, anything. Mountains have been described in the Bhagavad as the bones of God. His glasses are described as hairs on the body of God. These bones, there are holes in his shoulder.
Yes.
Let me describe oceans. So in this way, this Virat, the biggest body. As the smallest body is producing chemical, similarly, the biggest body also producing chemical. A small tree, lemon tree, how many pounds of citric acid it is produced?
I do not know.
Producing, you know.
Yes.
So if the tree can produce from a skeleton, how much the body of God can produce skeleton? You can imagine it. They are giving the theory to form this skeleton like begins, or evolution begins. But where from that chemical develops, that begins. That explanation is here, Krishna. I am the source.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Krishna book, you said that even clouds have souls.
Huh?
Like clouds?
Huh?
But then again, they dissipate, and they're in the rain, they dissolve. Does that mean they die?
No. Let's say your body dissolves, that doesn't mean you die.
So that means the lifespan of a cloud is very minute, or very short. Is that so?
Yes, there are many, many entities.
Oh.
Prabhupada, my understanding of the evolution and the transmigration is that evolution is unidirectional, only in one direction.
Yes.
But the transmigration can both in both directions. It can go up or can go down.
No, both ways. When you say trans does not mean stereotype. For lower animals, that is one side. And for human beings, both sides. Because after all, the body is made according to your desire. The lower animals, they have got one kind of desire. But the human being, he has got thousands and millions of desires.
So the platform of transmigration,
yes,
from the human platform,
uh-huh.
So it works. And it can go down or it can go up.
So transmigration is going on. They are coming automatically, animals, to the upper level of human form. But when it comes to human form, if you don't cultivate Krishna consciousness, you remain such cast and God, then you become again judgmental.
But the evolution stops when the spirit soul reaches the eternal abode in the spiritual.
Yes, man is no more entangled by the material body.
The scientists have no information that there is evolution after human platform.
I think they're asking them. That's what I say they're asking. They have no knowledge still. They proclaim. They're scientists.
So you think that evolution is continuous?
Huh?
So you think that the human species will
evolve? Evolution. That is the status of Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva bhita devan tikhi janti tikhi bhita. What is going on? The progress, the ultimate progress is that the jnana nivaskanti panjamam paramam mamam. Yes, there is way you do not retard. That is the supreme progress. Sansiddhim paramangataha, that is the highest part. Read Bhagavad Gita, everything is there. Maam pita kondiya punajjanma nabhidhati dukkhāyam matāsutam nāpnuvanti mahātmāna sansiddhim paramangataha. They have no idea what is the highest part of Krishna. human life.
So they're saying that the material bodies started from elements, the chemical elements.
That he has not answered. That he has said. But on what basis?
And when the spiritual, when the living entity enters the human platform, then again goes back.
So do they themselves believe in the living entity?
No, they don't say living entity bodies. Right.
Something akin to Buddhism.
Huh?
The Buddhists also say
yeah.
that the body is like a house.
Yeah.
You put the house together, you put the body together, chemicals,
yeah.
and when the body dies, it's like you take the house apart, all the wood, and then there's no more house,
right.
no more soul, no more life.
That is called Nirma. And with the chemicals, you can be another house.
Yeah.
But these, they do not give any information of the soul. That is Buddhism. Right.
Nice try.
There's another very interesting factor that scientists they state that matter is or that there's they dispute the fact that there's one soul within the body. There's a special kind of worm, there's an earthworm, that if you cut it in half. There's a special kind of worm within the ground that if you cut it in half, both parts will live.
Yes.
So they wonder, how is it possible that if there is soul, that there could be two souls within one body?
Yes, why not? Souls get the opportunity.
Oh, it takes the opportunity of the other body.
Yes.
The fertile.
Yes.
Spiritual must necessarily have a body, either spiritual or material.
He has got already spiritual body. Material body is covered. It is unnatural. Real body is spiritual. Just like your core, this is unnatural. But your real body is natural. Otherwise, how transmigration is possible? I am accepting different unnatural bodies. Unnatural means to my constitution. My real constitutional body is servant of Krishna. So long I do not come to that position, I remain servant of nature and I get surrounding bodies. According to the nature's direction, I am getting body, I am giving it up. Again, I am desiring something, I am getting another body. This is going on. Pratitakriyamanani dunai karmani sarvam. Ahankar vimunatma. He is a rascal, he is thinking I am his body. Vishara sarvabhutanam riddhesi arjuna tishthati bhravayam sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya. This is a jantra machine. And we are traveling. Many species of life on riding on this car given by nature. Jantra rurani maya. Maya has given this vehicle anywhere wandering up and down, sometimes demigod, sometimes dog. This is Maya. And in this wandering process, if we get in touch with the devotee, then the real spiritual life begins. Otherwise, he has gone, rotated. এইরূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভূমিতে কোন ভগবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় পায় ভক্তি লতা বীজ।
গুরু কৃষ্ণ মহাপ্রভু
মাসি অফ স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার মাসি অফ কৃষ্ণ হি গেটস দি সিড অফ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস and he cultivates, then his life becomes successful. Otherwise he has to rotate, sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes this grass, and sometimes land.
But ultimately, if we come to Krishna, there's no return.
No.
But nevertheless, Jagai and the two gatekeepers, they return?
There is return. That is voluntary. Return there is.
If we want.
Yeah.
So we can come to the spiritual world and return.
Yes.
Fall down.
Yes. As soon as we try, this material world is very nice. Yes, Krishna says.
Yes.
To go. Just like nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness. Do you think everyone is interested? So? They want to enjoy this material. Otherwise, what is the meaning of free will? Every living entity has got a little free will. And Krishna is so kind, he gives him opportunities, all right? Yes. He enjoys like this. Just like some of our students, Krishna consciousness, and then go out. Again come. It's free. Not stereotype. Just let one go to the prison house. The not that government. Welcome, come on, we have got prison house, come here. He goes, as I see. Again comes out, again goes. Like that. ভুলিয়া জীব ভগবান ইচ্ছা করে পাশেতে মায়া ছাড়ে জাপতিয়া ধরে পুলিশ ইজ দেয় পুলিশ কার নথিং টু ডু ইট বাট ইফ ইউ ডু এনিথিং ক্রিমিনাল মায়া মাই বি দেয় বাট মায়া ক্যাপচার সিম হু ইজ নট এ ডিভোটেড অফ কৃষ্ণ Therefore, Mahamaya Vaja Prabhadante Mahamaya Tang Tarantita. So anyone who surrenders unto me, Maya does not interfere anymore.
So our desire to enjoy, we achieve these bodies, and our desire to achieve Krishna brings us to our natural position.
Yes.
But then again, there's a constant struggle with our lower nature. We're constantly fighting our private desires, even though we want to serve Krishna. This continues.
How does that make you follow?
Well, like many devotees, they experience the difficulty that although they sincerely want to love God and serve Him, yet their body is almost like another dictator within them.
Yeah. That means he's strongly under the grip of Maya.
even though the desire exists.
Yes. Just like the thief, he knows that if I steal, I'll be arrested, I'll be put into jail. And he has seen that one thief, he has stolen, is arrested. He still comes first. He knows everything. Why does he come first?
Why?
Yes.
Ignorance?
Yes.
What is the jumble of the elephant?
Huh?
So what is the jumble of the elephant?
Yes.
It's sour again and...
Yes. What's this for? Therefore, knowledge giving, that is the beginning of spiritual life, Krishna, Guru, knowledge giving. That you are not this body. This is the beginning of all. What is that knowledge all over the world? What is that university? This preliminary knowledge, this Krishna begins Bhagavad Gita. Where is that university? Sarvabhauma? Where is that chemical laboratory or university?
You.
There's none.
Huh?
You.
There's none in the universities.
Yes. So this is the position of your education. There is no knowledge, and you are simply advertising advanced mental knowledge, universities, PhDs, Nobel Prize holders, but they are all nonsense. Fool's paradise, it is called fool's paradise.
If the scientists know that there is, we are not this body,
yes,
then definitely the whole outlook will be changed.
Yes. That we want to do.
They don't want to admit their failure.
That is another cliche. If you are a fool and if you want to pose yourself as intelligent, that is another cliche. You cannot make progress. Stubborn dogs. Huh? If you are after seeking after knowledge, you must take the right knowledge. That is intelligence. And if you want to remain in ignorance and advertise yourself that I am a man of knowledge, how much cheated you are. You are cheating yourself and cheating others. That is going on. We want to stop this.
Looks like many of the devotees we experience when we try to preach to our parents, because they're much older, to admit that Krishna consciousness is the right thing in life, needs to also admit that they've wasted their entire life. Which is,
well, knowledge is to be given to the younger section, older section. It is not possible. They have to forget first of all what they have learned. So that they cannot. Therefore it is impossible. Therefore knowledge begins from the school children, not from the man who is going to die. That is not me. They are impractical. Therefore Prahlad Maharaj said, Kumaro Asaritago, Dharman Bhagavatam. Krishna consciousness should be taught from the very childhood. Not that at the time of death. That is not possible. Therefore, our students, they are more all young generation, they capture. These are things they cannot. Old fools. They cannot. There is a practical examination. One father and one daughter both appeared from the examination in India. The daughter passed and the father failed. It was in the newspaper. In old days, we cannot take any lessons, we forget.
You
because of sense gratification and mind.
Anyway, this, yes, the bodily functions, intelligence.
So blunt.
Yes, it is.
Become blunt.
Blunt. When the knife is sharp, it can cut. But it is become blunt, then you cannot cut.
Or worn by age.
Yes. Have all been described as Maya Upurhitam. Their real knowledge is taken away by Maya. Therefore, we don't give any credit to all these rascals. Although, yeah, very small, but we don't give any credit. We frankly say, we are rascals, fools.
After the 20th, during the Industrial Revolution in the Western world, many
the Industrial
people,
Revolution means evolution of the Shudras. That is Industrial Revolution. Increasing the number of Shudras. The scientists are also Shudras. Because they have no real knowledge. Brahmana means one who has real knowledge. Brahmajana is the Brahman. And this industrial development means technologies. It's Shudras.
But they've taken the position of Brahmins?
Huh? No, no. They are never us. They are always watching. How they can take the position of the Brahman? Brahman's position is to teach. Brahma knowledge, Brahma gyan, that is normal.
Prior to the growth of technology.
Yeah, no, there was technology, but not in such large scale. Village technology, there is a black snake. You want a knife, you take one piece of steel, and you do it, put in the fire. And everything. And now you are manufacturing these cutleries, a large scale. So they are Shudras. So in any factory, it is a combination of Shudras. Kalo Shudra Samhava. In this world, all are Shudras. Only we are trying to become Brahmas. Otherwise, all Shudras. So therefore there is no adjustment. Just like if you have got only legs, no arm, no mouth, then what is this body?
Corpse.
Corpse, yes. You require everything. Full body is. You require head, you require arms, you require belly, you require legs. You have got simply belly and legs, then it's a dead body. You cannot cause problems. The brain is lost. Therefore they are mad. After so much advancement of civilization, they are exactly like cats and dogs. As soon as you enter some country, dog, what's dog? Oh, oh. Why you come? Very good movie. This is dog's business. This is dog's business. And they have set up immigration. But it is a dog's business. What is that? I say he was dog business. The first class gentleman is being such a puppet. Whether you are not evil, cannot be trusted. All these educated rogues and thieves. So where is this advancement? Did he feel it, sir? No sober man, no intelligent man, or cats and dogs, thieves, rogues. Is this civilization? It is not civilization.
The question I had, Prabhupada, is that before scientific advancement, many people would listen to, like, scriptural knowledge.
Yeah. That means Shudra, that I already said.
But now they listen more to scientists.
That means Shudra. Shudra is interested to hear from Shudra.
For example, in the Bible, they quote that the world is flat. So therefore, when they found out the world was round, they say, oh, scripture is false.
Yes.
Scientists, they've proven the truth that the world is round. Therefore, scientists...
That must be. Therefore, the scriptures must be transcendental. Nonsense teaches scripture, and people become nonsense. They accept Vedic literature as nonsense scripture. They are not scripture. Manufacture. This Bible was manufactured by this saint, that, according to him anyway. It was not spoken by Lord Jesus Christ. What was spoken by Jesus Christ, that they know, thou shalt not kill, the kills. Nobody is following Christian principles. Like that Bible is perfect. That if you say it, you will be shot.
That's what they do now in Vietnam.
Yes.
For God they are killing.
Huh?
One of the reasons that the Vietnamese war was beginning was because communists being atheists, is the fight between the theists and the atheists. This was an excuse given.
Yeah. Well, that is quite unlike. We also prefer to kill at least.
But preach first.
Yes.
They don't preach.
That is killing, is also preaching. If I kill your ignorance, that is also killing.
Yeah.
That is also killing. Not killing does not mean that everyone has to take the sword.
New method of warfare.
Hmm. Yes, it is always there. By argument, by knowledge, it's a language.
But when you're not present with us, how is it possible to receive instructions? For example, in questions that may arise.
Well, the questions and answers are there in my books.
Other than that, for example, that we would ask you and...
Yeah.
You direct us also through the heart, besides the Paramatma?
Is your heart is pure? Everything depends on theory. What is this?
The children, I think. For cooking, yeah.
how quickly I stepped into ignorance. Life is so valuable. I'm not wasting time in nothing. Life is valuable. How life should be utilized? What is the object of life? It's not anything.
Without knowing that the our soul is eternal,
huh?
Without knowing
yeah.
that the soul is eternal,
yeah.
everybody will be acting like this.
Yeah. That is, bodily concept of life means animal life. The animal does not know. Saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cows and khara means ass. One who is in this. And that bodily concept of life, he is no better than animals. When animal talks of knowledge, then the intelligent man laughs. That is our thing. The animals they are talking of knowledge.
But at least the animals live by certain codes.
Huh?
At least the animals live by certain codes. They do not kill unless necessary. They only eat when necessary.
Yeah.
Whereas man, he kills unnecessarily, eats unnecessarily. So, forgetting God, we're even lower than animals.
Yeah. Therefore, we suffer also more than the animals. Krishna consciousness movement is not a bogus religious sentimental movement. It is a scientific movement. So now it is up to you to prove this. Then that's why the Krishna consciousness.
You're saying that everything in the universe is just happening by chance.
Huh?
Just by chance.
So you are writing a book by chance. So what is the value of the book?
The book is also by chance.
Yeah, so everyone can write chance, so what is your curse? Anything nonsense can be written.
Monod is his name. He got Nobel Prize in 1965 from France, man. Geology.
Oh.
And he's chance and necessity about life. Say everything started by chance. So he's saying that by chance, these chemicals combine together, forming these molecules, the basic molecules.
But where from the molecules came?
So according to him, he said by chance.
Chance. So everything is chance. So what is the necessity of your writing book?
Then necessity arises. So these molecules reorient, change in such a fashion because of necessity.
Why necessity? Everything is by chance, and again necessity. What do you mean? Let the chance get left. Why necessity?
He's hoping for another Nobel Prize. By chance.
Huh?
He's hoping for another Nobel Prize by his chance.
All fools paradise. That's all. Why did they send their children to school? Why not let them go by chance? Is there any excuse if I say by chance I violated this rule? Is there the cause or excuse?
It's because of my ignorance.
That is chance, that is chance. Because I'm ignorant, therefore there is chance.
It would be just as stupid as saying that a car is made by chance.
Huh?
It would just be as stupid as saying that beautiful instrument like car was made by chance.
That is the most regrettable condition. That these last skills are getting recognition. Talking all foolish, and they're getting tongues.
So strange, when I read that book, he defined the difference between living and non-living by a term called teleonomy, T-E-L-O-N-O-M-Y. I tried to find out in the dictionary, and I couldn't find any word like that. I understood that what he meant was
apart from that.
Invention of virtue.
He was trying to present the difference between organic beings and non-organic beings. So he goes such a roundabout fashion just to differentiate.
Petitio principia. This logic is called petitio principia. He has to prove something, but he's taking his premises from that something.
Okay.